Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 61. It's going to be a great episode, and I think maybe I'll just like apologize in advance for the amount of times that I'm going to say fuck in this podcast. Maybe I'll just swap in, I'll say F it instead or something like that. But it's actually important to the episode. I'm not just doing it to try to sound cool. It's important to what I'm talking about here because I'm going to talk about this whole idea of not giving a fuck, not caring what other people think, kind of the whole YOLO, who cares about other people, their thoughts, their reactions, that kind of thing. I think we all know someone who, you know, for better or worse, will say something like, I don't give a fuck, and then proceed to do that thing with varying degrees of success or embarrassment. But I have some really specific thoughts here on how we can make this idea a bit more practical and actually worthwhile, and not just have it be like a willingness to embarrass ourselves, how we could actually make it a means to empower ourselves to be better and to just listen to ourselves on a higher level. So I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to talk a little bit about my experience here, and I think it'll be a good episode. Before that, as always, quick note to say follow me on Instagram. I love chatting with you all, and I stand by my promise from last week to always respond to your comments, to your DMs, to everything. So keep those coming. Keep posting those stories of you listening to the pod or screenshots of it on your phone. I love that. I just think it's really freaking cool. I love resharing it. You know, it's a lot of fun for me. It means a lot. You know, your support means a lot. So holler at me on Instagram at case.kenny. You could also ask me anything there or ideas for podcasts or anything like that. So let's get into it. And, you know, I want to talk about, this is something that I have observed, and frankly, it's really changed the way that I have lived, honestly. But you know, I used to actually be pretty cynical towards people who reflect what I'm going to talk about here. I used to really throw some side eye towards people who were those people who walked around going, I don't give a fuck, or people who would say, I don't give a fuck what people think about me or what I do, you know, YOLO, that kind of thing. I used to hear that or see someone say something like that and kind of just roll my eyes and think of how unrealistic that sounded to me. Like, for starters, it sounded kind of rude to not really care what other people think. Rude or just not very, you know, human of you, or maybe like apathetic. Like, how can you just ignore other people? It also sounded just like a little disconnected from reality. Like, didn't sound likely. Like, you're telling me that you can literally just not care what other people think. It sounds good, but it doesn't sound possible. And that's kind of how I used to see it and think. And I think I actually was thinking about this, and I recall even writing an article about this a couple years back about how this, you know, the don't give a fuck advice was bad advice. Well, I've changed my mind. It just goes to show how your perspective changes as you grow and mature. You know, I've changed my mind, and I really do think it's actually good and practical advice to live and not give a fuck what other people think. And I'm going to dive into that because that's so cliche, and I have some really specific things here. And I saw a quote on Instagram the other day that really captures this, and I think it'll be a good intro to why I say this, why I think this. I'm not just spitballing here. You know, I've lived this, I believe it, and I think this quote really captures how I've come to this conclusion. The quote is as follows. It was from a 67-year-old woman giving life advice from her life or something like that. She goes, "You spend your first 20 years worrying about what other people will think about you. You spend your next 20 years swearing that you don't care what other people think about you. You spend your next 20 years realizing that they aren't thinking about you at all. What a liberation." You know, I'm 30 now, and I think I'm kind of ahead of the curve because not only have I lived a long time, frankly, worrying about what other people think about me, you know, I've been there and I've done that, I've done that, and I've also lived a good amount of time under the pretense that I don't care what other people think about me, or at least, you know, proclaiming that and trying to kind of convince myself to believe that. And now I'm in the latter category, being 30. By her scale, I'm a little bit ahead of the curve, which is nice. You know, I've come to realize that none of that matters. None of that matters, because the simple reality is that people literally don't care. People literally are not thinking about you. And that's been quite the liberating thought. It's really changed everything in my life and really made me focus on more important things. And that's what I'm going to talk about. So if you want like a clickbait headline for this episode, I'll give it to you real quick. You guys seem to like that. You know, I've learned that if you want to do something, if it's a thought that you have, if you want to say something, if you want to wear something, act a certain way, be a certain somebody, if you have a gut feeling and the path feels right to you, then you literally don't need to give a fuck about anything else. It's that simple. You literally shouldn't care at all, because there's no point, there's zero point in overthinking or even considering what other people might have to say or think about that thing. Because when you don't give a fuck, in effect, what you're doing is you're listening to yourself. You're leaning into your own intuition and you're letting it guide you completely. And obviously there are exceptions here, but generally speaking, I found this to be the best mentality to have when it comes to comparing what you want with overthinking what other people might think or how they might react. You know, and why? Because other people literally don't care. I'll tell you why in a little bit. They don't care, but more importantly, they don't know anything about you. They don't know what you want, anything. You know, how could they? Only you can determine that. And if it's something that makes you happy and puts you on a path to where you think you want to go, there's literally nothing to think about. You know, end of story. There's nothing to consider. You know, there's nothing to overthink. There's nothing to weigh the pros and cons of, really. It's, you should do that thing. You just don't give a fuck. You know, no one wants the same things for you that you want for yourself. And I think you need to be a little bit selfish here. You need to firmly believe that and listen to your gut. So let's dive into this. You know, I'm going to repeat the quote real quick, because it's got life broken into three phases, and I think it's actually pretty accurate. And I really want to encourage you with this episode to get you to stage three as fast as freaking possible, so you can just be happier. Again, the quote is, you spend your first 20 years worrying what other people will think about you. You spend your next 20 years swearing that you don't care what other people think about you. And you spend the next 20 years realizing that they aren't thinking about you at all. So, you know, those first 20 years, I think, extend the most for most people, you know, even into our 30s and 40s. And I bet, you know, some people probably never outgrow that inclination to worry about what other people think. You know, I've spent a lot of time there, a lot of time, so much time paying attention to what other people might think or say or react and everything. I thinking about hypotheticals, just kind of going in circles. You know, I was kind of handcuffed as a result by those hypotheticals, which is really, really, really dumb. You know, I wouldn't do things because I would overthink what other people might say or how they would react. You know, literally, like the simplest things, like wearing, like I remember I got an Off-White shirt, Off-White the brand, and I remember I bought it. And then, you know, didn't wear it because I was like, people are going to think that I'm trying too hard. I'm trying to be too cool. I didn't wear it. So freaking lame. I remember when I first started blogging and writing, I didn't want to bring it up to anyone because I thought people would see that and think that it was just kind of silly or childish. And then in a workplace of really successful people, that they would just think it was silly. You know, I remember, you know, in my mid-20s going out on dates and, you know, not being my true self. Like I'm the pretty entertaining dude, I think. And like, just like trying to flirt or anything like that, just not saying the things that I should have said because I thought, you know, someone might react oddly to them. You know, I was just terrified of reactions. So many examples. And then I got into my mid-20s, call it 25, 26. And I graduated to that second phase where, you know, I swore I didn't care what other people thought or would think. You know, I really bought into all the articles and maybe even podcasts on this idea that, you know, yo, millennial dude, you should YOLO and not give a fuck. And I was like, yeah, wow, that sounds great. I don't give a fuck. You know, I'd make big statements like, I don't care. I would say things and do things and swear by that mantra kind of. And, you know, honestly, it worked a little bit. Like at minimum, I convinced myself to do more things that I would normally probably overthink. But frankly, it was short-lived because it was a fake it till you make it mentality. And that's fake. You know, it's kind of artificially propped up. You know, I would artificially have to convince myself to do things instead of truly believing that it didn't matter, that it was the right thing to do. And if I have to guess, I think this is probably where a lot of us are in our lives right now, you know, trying our best to follow our gut and just, you know, and just act. But deep down inside, we really don't believe it. It's still kind of propped up artificially. And that means that we're still holding ourselves back. As much as we're trying, maybe, I think we're still holding ourselves back. You know, you still don't do things because you don't fully trust yourself. And then there's stage three. And before I get to that, like, I just want to be clear that I'm not trying to convince you to be a mindless, like, I don't give a fuck robot. I think that's lame. I think that's nearsighted. It's not really what I'm going for here. What I want to convince you of is the power of trusting your gut. You know, trusting it so much that you kind of, you know, just live and you literally don't give a fuck because, you know, there's nothing artificial about it. You know, you're that way because you're more intuitive, you're more decisive, you're more trusting. You know, when you're that way towards yourself, you won't have to force yourself to not care what other people think or repeat that mantra because it literally won't matter because you know that you're responsible for your own happiness and no one, you know, literally no one knows what you truly want and only you do. And I don't want you to become apathetic either towards others or how your actions or your words might affect others. Again, not what I'm after, you know. And it takes time to truly trust yourself, so I won't really talk about that either. I think the most practical advice I can give here is to just emphasize a quick mindset to get you there. You know, to truly trust yourself, I think you simply need more experiences under your belt. Experiences where you acted and then learned that you were right all along and you didn't need to overthink it or think about what other people might say or how they might react. You know, in my life, this has taken simple form of just saying F it and acting, you know, listening to my gut, saying F it, do the thing and boom. And that's why I named this episode, Fuck It, Let's Do It Live. That's actually a clip from, it's like Bill O'Reilly freaking out on set once where there was something wrong with the teleprompter or something was supposed to be prepared for him and it wasn't. And, you know, when it becomes apparent that it wasn't working or wasn't going to work, he just kind of freaks out and goes, "Ah, fuck it, let's do it live." So that's the idea here, you know, to be like, F it, let's do it live, let's do it from our gut. And it's honestly a little bit like my 30-second rule that I've talked about before, or I think it's called the 5-second rule, where you force yourself to act within a small amount of time. But in this context, the idea isn't so much just force yourself to act, but it's to build up your tool belt of experiences to prove to yourself that your gut is right. You know, and in the process, you stop wasting time worrying about what other people think. You stop worrying about reactions or being embarrassed, which is an added bonus. You know, you take back control. You stop limiting yourself just with a simple, you know, F it. And although, again, to reiterate, my goal isn't to have you become some, you know, effort robot where you just act. And to those who might be saying like, you know, that mentality case, it sounds so like millennial and nearsighted, a bunch of just apathetic people or jerks going around acting with no regard to others. You know, it sounds selfish. I don't think it makes you that way at all. I think it may make you a little bit more self-centered, but I think that's actually what I'm going for here. I think it's the best thing you can do for yourself. It's the best thing you can do for yourself because it frees you. It literally liberates you. And when you're liberated, then you're in just a better state of mind. You listen to yourself. You think clearly. You're calm. You know, I think when that happens, your best qualities come forth. They rise to the surface. So if anything, I think just an effort mentality makes you a more enjoyable, kinder, compassionate person because you're leaning into your best qualities, the ones that your intuition wants you to listen to, you know, the ones that free you. And the bonus is that you don't overthink things. You're more centered. You're not just a passenger anymore. You know, the bottom line is when you have this effort mentality, you move your energy from thinking of others to thinking of yourself. And when you think of yourself, you listen to your gut, you listen to your intuition, and you win when you do that. So I'll say it again, the mentality here of effort is moving your energy and your focus from others to yourself and your own intuition. And again, like my life taking a lot of different forms, like even this podcast, it was like on a Sunday, I was like, F it, I'm going to start this because it felt right. I remember posting on Instagram. I used to be really self-conscious about it. And then it was F it. You know, I want to showcase who I really am because I think there's value there. So I'm going to do it. F it. What I wear, you know, I don't care anymore, right? Rips and zips, whatever. You know, I wear what I want because I'm comfortable and creative when I dress that way. You know, total F it. You know, yesterday, for example, it was a Saturday. I was exhausted, but I had committed to going out for a friend's birthday party and I really didn't want to go. But deep down, I realized how important these people are in my life and their friendships are to me. So F it, you know, I'm going. And it was the right decision, listening to my gut and going, you know, these people are important to me. It was the right thing to do. I was trying to think of more examples. And here's another one that I'm kind of assuming because it's not from my perspective. It's from my friend. My friend Mike texted me the other day and he literally just goes, "Hey, Case, like I'm getting a weird vibe from you, man. Is everything all right?" And then I kind of like unloaded a bunch of personal stuff on him. But I'm assuming that prior to that, his thought process was something like, you know, what's going on with Case? Like he's giving me short answers. He's not returning texts or calls. We're not hanging out. And he could have been like, you know, Case is an asshole. Like, fuck this guy. I'm not going to hang out with him. I'm not going to reach out to him. But instead, you know, he listened to his gut and was like, my Case is my good friend. Something seems off. I'm going to reach out to it. F it. You know, I'm checking in. You know, I think there's just those are just a couple of examples. And I think there's so many opportunities in your life where you can kind of take that mentality to lean into your intuition, say F it and just act. F it here, meaning forget the overthinking, forget the hypotheticals, just lean into your intuition and act. You know, I think there's so many opportunities for you to listen to your gut. You know, I've been wanting to say something on your mind is F it, say it. You know, if you're frustrated with your job because it's not leading you anywhere, it's not fulfilling, F it, start looking elsewhere. You know, if you've been wanting to start that creative thing or that hobby, but haven't because of fear of judgment, F it, you should start it. You know, I certainly cannot tell you how to live your life, and you certainly don't have to listen to everything I say, but I will tell you that when I moved from caring so much what people might think about me to, you know, from that to trying, but kind of failing to convince myself to fake it and to just act, from that to where I am today, where I truly listen to myself and have this F it mentality. You know, when I did this and I got to this point and I've lived it, that's, I just feel so free. And not just feel free, like I literally am free. You know, I have more energy. I have more positive mentality towards myself. I don't waste my time on things that I can't control or hypotheticals or scenarios that simply don't matter. You know, and more importantly here to offer contrast, I've learned that when you don't listen to your gut, you end up focusing on the things that you don't have. The traits that you haven't developed, the things that you haven't won, the recognition that you haven't received, the happiness that maybe has eluded you. You know, you focus on what you don't have or what you are not. But when you say F it to overthinking and you lean into your gut and your intuition, you gravitate towards what you do have and what you can control. And that, in my opinion, is your ability to just act and lean in on the things that you think will make you happy. There's no questions asked. And that does amazing things. I've said it before. It makes you happy. It makes you decisive. It makes you positive and grateful and just more active in your life. And that, frankly, I think is how we're meant to live. So to close, just to keep it short, like I want you to listen to your gut, to really listen to it, say F it to the overthinking and just do the thing. Just say the thing, be the thing, wear the thing, create the thing, whatever. Because when you do that, you're choosing your own definition of what makes you happy, and you're not worrying about what other people might think or how they maybe define their own happiness. It's all about you. And, you know, sometimes it's got to be that way. It's got to be about you. That's how you grow, and that's how you become, just simply put, happy and fulfilled. So that's it. I'll leave it right there. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to chat with you on Instagram or chat in a comment or something like that. Tag me when you're listening to the show or a screenshot of you listening in your stories. I'll reshare it. Shoot me a DM, whatever you want to do. I always respond to everyone. I love chatting with you also at case.kenny. So until next episode, I'm out.